Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The establishment is laughing at you. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 28th of May 2023. The disgusting spectacle that is our ageing Mother of Parliament plumbed new depths last week following Andrew Bridgen MP's attempt to request of the Leader of the House a debate on the issue of excess deaths in the UK. Bridgen, lately of the Conservative Party and recently of Reclaim, tried to use the closing sessions prior to the forthcoming short recess to request the debate. The person who sets the agenda for the House of Commons is the Leader of the House, Penny Mordaunt MP. Mordaunt, a failed leadership campaigner for the Conservative Party leadership, but more famous for her statuesque vigil in her capacity as Lord President of the Council, that is the extremely powerful unelected Privy Council, with a sword at the coronation, replied as follows. Well, I think we all just had a very important moment. I think we should pause for a moment because I think we may have just heard the first cuckoo of spring. Before proceeding to ramble about free speech and managing to turn this into support for the free speech rights of the BBC to perpetuate misinformation, Bridgen has already been heckled and accused of conspiracy theories and spreading misinformation as he spoke, and Mordaunt excused his hecklers thus. The honourable gentleman will forgive members chuntering from a sedentary position when he asks his question. There was much hilarity in the chamber as Mordaunt played to the crowd and played up to the rhetoric that her heroic sword-bearing episode make her an ideal future Prime Minister. That there are currently excess deaths in the UK in the post-pandemic phase is not in dispute, but only Andrew Bridgen has been raising this issue in Parliament. It has cost him his place on the government benches, and given the unlikely prospect of a Reclaim member being elected to Parliament in his Leicestershire constituency, has probably ended his career in politics. Bridgen, it should be remembered, has a degree in biological sciences and recently shredded Fraser Myers of Spiked, who had written a defamatory attack on Bridgen in a debate on GB News. Bridgen provided a fact-fueled defence of his belief that there were excess deaths and that some of this may be caused by well-established COVID-19 mRNA vaccine harms. Myers could only mutter accusations of conspiracy theory and spreading misinformation. He subsequently produced a more constructive and supported article in Spiked to justify his original attack on Bridgen. However, all the facts in Myers' second article are disputable, as shown in a defence of Bridgen published by Hart, the Health and Advisory and Recovery Team. Bridgen took his ritual humiliation well. This is not his first rodeo, and he is well accustomed to being the focus of political controversy. But in leading his humiliation and in joining in that humiliation, the political classes are not only laughing at Andrew Bridgen, they are laughing at us. They are also showing contempt for the approximately 2,000 people who are currently dying weekly, who need not have died, they are the excess deaths. For the families who've prematurely lost loved ones, and the broader spectrum of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine harmed. There can only be two reasons that a debate on the issue in Parliament is being denied. Either they do not believe that there are excess deaths and that the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines may contribute to them, frankly impossible given the evidence, or they do believe it and they don't care. If they don't care, then it's quite possible that they're being induced not to care by threats to their career and credibility, and Andrew Bridgen has been the sacrifice pour encourager les autres. At least this helps when it comes to deciding for whom to vote at the next election. None of them.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.